Okay, Mataji. Thank you.
This meeting is being recorded.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhuji, for your valuable time, for giving your valuable time to us. Today's topic is glories of Lord Shiva. So I will hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mother Sushmita. Am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you. So on behalf of Bhakti Japa Sangha Group, I'd like to welcome all of you to this beautiful session of Mahashivaratri. And I hope everyone heard that word thousands of times, or at least 100, or at least one now you're hearing. So there are many songs to glorify Lord Shiva, but this one song that Lord Shiva feel very ecstasy when he sings glorify Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So we are going to sing very quickly together. You can unmute, you can sing together, or you can mute and sing in your own world. And if the possibility is there, Mother Shyama Gauri Devi Dasi, she is there.
Yes. Did you send me the song?
I have PPP. I can put it out also if you want.
Yeah, Prabhuji.
You can share.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. Okay, I got it. Let's see. Where is the Zoom? There is the Zoom. Okay, you can mute or you can just sing together. Why is not going? Monindra Binda Bandite Trilok. Oh, before that, I would request you all apply this process to be most effective. And the most effective process is that if you can position yourself in front of Lord Shiva and Parvati. Not Lord Shiva and Parvati of Rudra Tattva, but Lord Shiva and Parvati in Golok Vrindavan as a Gopeshwar Mahadev or Sadashiva. So just place yourself that you are assisting Shiva Parvati who is singing to Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So you are as an assistant singing together with Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati in spiritual world. Okay, with that note, let us sing as an assistant. Monindra Brinda Bandite Triloka Soka Harini Prashanna Bhaktra Pankaje Nikunja Bhuvilashini Brajendra Bhanu Nandini Brajendra Sunu Sangate Kadakari
Sri
Kripakata Shubhajanam Ashoka Vrishabhallari Vitana Manda Pastite Prabhada Bhada Pallava Prabhada Trikomale Bharabhaya Spurata Kare Prabhuta Sampadalaye Kadakari Shihamam Kripakata Shubhajanam Anangaram Mangala Prasanga Bhangura Bhruvam Sabhikramam Sapram Igantavan Patane Nirantaram Vasikrita Pati Patita Nanda Nandane Kadakari Srihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Tadita Subarna Champaka Pradipta Gaura Vigrahe Mukha Prabha Prasta Koti Sare Vindu Mandale Vichitra Chitra Sanchara Chakora Sapalo Chane Kadakari Shishihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Madana Madati Bhavane Pramodamana Mandite Priyanurago Ranjite Kalavilasa Pandite Ananna Dhanna Kunja Rajya Kama Keliko Vide Kadakari Shishihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Ashesh bhav hav dhira hira hara bhushite prabhuta sat kumbh kumbh kumbhi kumbh sustani prashasta mandahasya churna purna sokh sagare kadakari shishihamam kripa kataksha bhajanam Minala bala ballari taranga ranga dorla tela tagra lashalola nila lochana balokani la 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 na mila na manuja mugda mohana saye kadakari shishihamam kripa kataksha bhajanam Varna Mallikanchita Trirekha Kumbhakantake Trisutra Mangali Guna Triratna Deepta Diditi Solala Nila Kuntala Prashuna Gucha Gumpite Adakari Shihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Nitamba bimba lamba mana pushpa mekha lagune Prashasta ratna kinkini kalapa madda manjule Harindra sundara nika varoha sobhagar kare
kadakarishyasi
Kripa kataksha bhajanam Aneka mantra nada mantra pura bhaskala samajara bhamsa bhamsa nipati gaurava Vilola hema ballari vidam vicharu chantra me
kadakari shyasihamam kripa kataksha bhajanam
Ananta koti vishnu lokanam bhagavatam Iditam Madhutam Stavam Tisham Bhadunandini Karotu Santanam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Bhaveta Daiva Sanchita Trirupa Karmanashanam Bhaveta Dhaarishuna Mandala Praveshanam Shri Radha Shyama Sundar ki jai, Shri Mahadev ki jai. Okay, would somebody like to help me with the translation? please. I would like different sharing the translation, not just one person. Let's have a share because it's a special.
Hare Krishna day. Prabhu.
Yes.
Okay. Adored by the host of great sages, she drives away the grief of the three spheres. Her face like a lotus blooms with joy, delighting in love's games and secret grooves. She is the daughter of King Vrishabhanu and lives in the heart of the son of the King of Braja. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Hare Krishna.
Can you imagine while you are reading that you are seeing Lord Shiva is in that mood, praising to Radharani? Good. Okay, next.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. She rests upon a flower throne beneath a canopy of creepers and bought Ashoka, bows of Ashoka. Her lotus feet are lustrous, red like coral, yet as soft as new-sprouted leaves. Her hand is eager to give the blessings of fearlessness. She is the abode of abundant opulences. Oh, when will she shower upon me a sidelong glance of overflowing grace?
Patita Tarun Prabhu from Malaysia. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Midnight.
No, it's 8:30 now.
Oh, good.
Hare Next. Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna Prabhu Dhanvat.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Shall I read?
Yes. You don't have to ask. Keep on going.
By charming movements, her arched eyebrows are the colorful stage of the play of love. By casting the arrow noose of her rolling and love-laden sidelong glance, she perpetually holds captive the unswearing allegiance of Sri Nandananda. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. As lightning's radiant illumination or gold or the blossoms of the champa is the fairness of her limbs, the shining brilliance of her face defeats the glory of a million moons of Sharad. Like young chakoras, her restless eyes skip to and fro as if bewildered by strange and dazzling scenes at each new moment. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Next.
Hare Krishna Prabhu Dhanvatnam. In exceedingly intoxicating youth, her delightful sulking mood of her bejeweled ornaments, dying in her darling's dedication, she is fully skilled in all the arts of making love. In sanctified gloves, incomparable, she is learned in the study of all love's novelties. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Hare Krishna.
Wonderful.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. The infinite and calm ocean of the sentiments of loving gesture adorns her neck in the shape of a diamond necklace. Her well-developed breasts are like golden water pots or the cranial globes of an elephant. Her slow, enchanting smile glows with a silent breeze like a sea full of mirth. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Next.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanvat Pranam. Her slender arms, creepers slim, rhythmically wave and flow like lotus fibers in a current of water. Like the dancing top of the swaying vine, her blue lotus eyes flush with enthralling glances. Her playful and alluring movements entire lovely meetings and fascinate Mohan himself to take refuge in her charms. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank
Krishna.
You.
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Prabhu.
Her jingling anklets sweetly resound.
Oh, wait. Number 8.
Okay, Prabhu.
Did you read that number 8? No, please go. Please go ahead with number 8.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. On her neck, graceful as a lovely conch, its beauty enhanced by 3 lines. She wears a golden necklace. 3 lustrous jewels sparkle and swing from 3 cords, decreeing all fortune and auspiciousness. Her luxuriant black tresses, artfully woven with clusters of flowers, flow in waves towards her heels. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Next.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. The fullness of her rounded hips is girdled with a wreath of flowers of excellence. A splendid waistband of costly gems emits a soft, melodious sound like the tinkling of bells, applauding her beauty. Her graceful thighs are sloping like the tapering trunk of the Tusker King. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Next.
Jingling anklets swiftly resound as the divine and timeless chanting of many mantras, and in their melody is heard all the enchantment of warbling of a flock of noble swans. The elegant movement of her limbs is like the bewitching dance of golden creepers. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Hare Bol.
Thank you. Next.
Before whom Lakshmi, goddess of millions of unlimited vaisnavas, stooped to bow with all humility, from whom Sati, Sachi, and Saraswati receive favors. Endless riches, supernatural powers, perfection, and liberation are attained within the light of her small toenail. Oh, when will she shower upon me her sidelong glance of overflowing grace? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Next.
O Goddess Supreme, who presides over all sacrifices, rites and oblations, and over the host of demigods and saintly persons, O Goddess Supreme, who provides the force to the Vedic utterances and to all arguments of law and logic, O Supreme Mistress of Lakshmi and Bhu, O Queen of the Celestial Gardens of Delight, Queen of Raja, O Sovereign Mistress of Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika, I prostrate before thee.
Very good. Next, last one.
May the daughter of the King Vrishabhanu, thus on hearing this wonderful hymns of her glories, be pleased to always shower on me her slide long glances of overflowing grace. Then may the threefold forms of karma accumulated over many births be immediately annihilated, and may I be granted entrance into the eternal realm of King Nanda's divine son. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Thank you. Can you imagine? Lord Shiva is there praying like this in his Vishnu Tattva form, and you are there. Wonderful. Let me see just a second. Okay, Prabhus and Mothers, I feel very grateful to be here with all of you. Let us pray to Mangala Acharan, to Srila Prabhupada and all the Guru Bhargas, especially Lord Shiva, to get his blessings. And I'll try to present what little I know. I do not understand much, but I do have a desire to share with you what I heard. So please bless me and pray for me to Lord Shiva, to Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, so that whatever I express, verbalize my realization, and hopefully it is always aligned with Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara's teachings. And Lord Shiva will be pleased, and Radha Shyamasundara will be pleased. And by their happiness, joyful experience, that you all will be benefited, and you all will be happy, and my heart will be also transformed, elevate my consciousness. So with that note, I'm going to begin. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Ghenanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Debe Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhubhaye Bacham Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare So, Prabhus and mothers, I will present I'm not so expert in anything, but I created something about Shiva in PowerPoint. So, I would like to see if I can go there. How do I go to full page? I don't know how. Okay. Never mind, whatever is there, we'll just go with it. So welcome to Mahashivaratri. Question I have created, why do we celebrate or even interested or need to know? Why? Just for my, maybe you all are already advanced. You may not be thinking like this. Come on, Prabhu, we do this. It's our real, yes, that's true. But I look at also in a different angle. Hey, look, we have three types of suffering. Inevitable suffering, like birth, death, old age, disease. I don't have any plan, but it's automatically happening. It's beyond my control. Then the second type of suffering is prarabdha karma, what I was born with and face it. Not necessarily everything I like, but this is how I got it. So I'm curious. And the third, the distress due to our present action, reaction with others. If I insult somebody, that person is mad or sad, and I'm going to suffer with that too. So it's kind of like a very difficult to prove it, like how to figure it out. Sorry, somebody just bothering. I mean, not a fault. They just need to know. Because I'm involved with the temple's functions. That's my, sorry. So let's go back there. So then question is, all the cause of all this suffering, I want to know. And if I ask anyone in this audience, can someone help me? What is the real suffering? Just one sentence, one word. What is real suffering? What I said is true, but that's not what I'm asking for. Inevitable suffering like birth, death, old age, disease, janma, mrityu, jara, vidhi, dukkha, dosana, darshanam. Yes, those are there. Prarabdha karma also there. Distress due to our present karma. But actual real suffering has a little fine tune. Would somebody like to help me?
Losing our Krishna consciousness.
That's true, but that's only if devotee understand. Karmi will not understand unless you explain them. But something will be accepted even by atheists. Even everybody will accept them.
Do not know the reason why the material sufferings are coming from?
That's also true. But deep down, actually, if you look at it, everybody will agree. What I really want and need, that 24 hours a day happiness, I don't get it. I get flickering here, there, and work hard. And they want 24 hours a day. This is real suffering. Everyone, ask yourself, each of us want 24 hours a day happiness. And this is what Golok Vrindavan is. But we don't get it. So this is the real suffering. Then when someone with intelligence inquire this question, then they have to know, where do we get the information? Now, you may say, like, how do you convince somebody that they need spiritual life or Hare Krishna personality? I explain them like this in a slang way. Like anybody, I have personally checked with the students. Yesterday we had a lot of students from the university here. Because in India, I guess Mahashivaratri, so they came there. So I asked them. So one girl, she's doing her master. She said, I don't see so much suffering. So then I asked her, when you were a child, you were like spilling here, there. So I have a philosophy called spills, drills, thrills, bills, ills, pills, and wills. This is from Bhagavad Gita, but the way I was explaining, I said, so you grow up as a little child and you do that spilling. Then you go a little bigger, it drills. And when you become teenager, it thrills. You want to be with the friend, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. And then you get married and you feel the pressure, then you start paying bills. Then you grow a little older, hard labor, work so hard, then you get ill. Then to counter this, you take the remedy called pills. Then you go little older, grandpa, you write wills. So this pills, drills, thrills, bills, ills, pills, wills, the seven stages of life. And all those children, I mean, they're not children, they are, you know, some are doing PhD, some are doing master. They say, this is so relevant. I said, therefore, you need to understand who Shiva is. It is not just a whatever you heard, understood, it is complete. Actually, majority of people that celebrate Shivaratri do not know Shiva's identity, to be honestly. Now, if somebody say, how do you get the chance to learn? We have an authority. We have two types of authority. And our authority is Guru Parampara is one, began from Krishna all the way to Prabhupada. And another authority is Veda, scriptures. Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Brahma Sanghita. You have to hear from both authority who is Shiva. Otherwise, you will never understand who Shiva is. And that's a fact. So, in a short, today I'm not going to discuss those. Veda explained, it's in Madhyalila chapter 20.124. Veda means scriptures as authority means three things. My relationship, my ultimate need, and the skills, what I do with the knowledge that I'm learning. How do I apply it? And what's the value? How do you value realized these three things that one authority gives? And the other authority gives 10 truth that I discuss, I think, one day. Today I'm not going to discuss total because this is Dasamul Tattva. How we accept the authorities, how do we ascertain the truth? That's the first thing. Second, through Guru Parampara. Second is about Krishna's personality. Three things, that he is by himself, of himself, for himself. Shiva cannot claim this. Shiva's origin is not in Shiva. Prabhus and mothers, I'm boldly saying it. People are misguided because they do not know. The Shiva's origin is not in Shiva. Shiva's origin is Krishna. And if they do not come to Krishna, they will never. That's why they are not devotee yet. Can someone help me with reading this, please? Any volunteer, Prabhus and mothers?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Yes.
I want to go ahead. Origin of Shiva is not in Shiva, but in
Lord Krishna. Sorry.
Lord Krishna. Nija Amsa Kalaya Krishna Tamo Guna Angikari Samaharate Maya Sange Rudra Rupa Dhari. Translation. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands a portion of his plenary portion and, accepting the association of material mode of ignorance, assumes the form of Rudra to dissolve the cosmic manifestation.
Very good.
Thank you, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Now, in the purport, there is a two line I highlighted, that Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are to be considered creation of Maya. That's very, we'll discuss that. Another key point Prabhupada also mentioned, you can see the conclusion is that the incarnation of Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma indicates the absence of the supreme power of Vishnu. Therefore, they are not incomplete, but they will never give what you really need. They cannot. Neither Shiva or Brahma. They can connect, but they cannot. They do not have that asset. It is Krishna alone. But they can be via media if they act in as a devotee. Yes, that is true. Okay. Sri Krishna is superior. You all know this beautiful story of Bhrigu. This is also very vividly explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat Antakhanda, chapter 9. I was reading other day that where the sages in that assembly discussed who was supreme amongst the three predominating deities, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva. So even amongst the sages, they have a conflict. It is not only Indians or in the world, amongst the, like here, 60 Western people in Florida, they are Shiva Bhakta. They got this idea and they literally think Shiva is the origin God. And then but they're very kind. They invited me. So I went there 2 days and discussed from the scriptures, from Shiva Puran also. And we had a nice discussion. So then I mentioned, it is not only us, even the sages have a conflict. Those who studied a lot of scriptures. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, nine chapter Antakhanda, 328, you can really get a very wonderful glimpse. It's the verse I remember. It says, Stuti ki ba binaya gaurav namaskar kichuna karen pita putra vevahar. That when Bhrigumuni, as the elder son of Brahmaji, neither offered Brahma a prayers or respectful words, did not even pay obeisances at his feet. It is not proper for I'm just paraphrasing. It is not a proper for a son to diminish the prestige of his father in any way, especially in culture world like Vedic culture or demigods culture. Yet, Bhrigu displayed such a discourtesy to test Brahma's quality of omniscience. Now, what went wrong? This made Brahma displeased and he immediately wanted to burn. This made Brahma displeased and he immediately wanted to burn Bhrigu to ashes. So from this, it is proved that close relative could not understand the glories of devotee Bhrigu. Therefore, even though Brahma is such elevated, but Brahma could not recognize Bhrigu's intention. Bhrigu could understand that Brahma was not the cause of all causes. Prabhu, you heard this thousands of times. We need to hear this millions of times to really invade our consciousness with Krishna's supremacy. Later on, of course, when the sage specified Brahma, his anger subsided. After that, Bhrigumuni went to Rudra, Shiva. And considering himself senior, Bhrigu as junior, went to embrace Bhrigu with affection. But what did Bhrigumuni did? Bhrigu, however, rebuked Rudra. When the junior Bhrigu displays such improper behavior to his senior, three-eyed elder brother, Rudra became angry. When Rudra in his form as the annihilator was about to kill Bhrigu, it took no time for Bhrigu to understand the position of Rudra, that he cannot be the supreme god. His anger controls him. His passion, ignorance controls him. It is not something new. It is a fact we need to understand. But he also has other side. I'll come as a supreme Mahabhagavat. After that, Bhrigumuni went to the ocean of milk, where he found Lord Vishnu, whose lotus feet were served by Lakshmi Devi. And immediately, what did Bhrigu do? He kicked Lord Vishnu. No talk, nothing. Just came in. Lord immediately got up. Rather than becoming angry like Brahma and Shiva, he joyfully offered respectful obeisances to Bhrigu. and prayed to Bhrigu would excuse his offense. The Lord further said to Bhrigu that he accepted the feet of a great devotee on his chest where his maid servant Lakshmi resides. Pastimes, Prabhus and Mother displays expertise on the path of attachment with intimacy, or equality are depicted in various ways in a society of fools. But you all are intelligent. Devotee intelligent display their affection for the Lord, the supreme expertise of the devotee, by manifesting their humbleness, humility. That is why we can understand from this discussion that how Shripad Madhavendra Puri, who is renowned for planting the seed of ecstatic love for Krishna, that as long, Prabhus and Mothers, as long if I am under the control of qualities, guna, these three gunas, like lust and anger is the manifestation of those gunas' influence, I will continue to remain averse to the service of the Lord. That's why most of the Shiva Bhakta do not serve Krishna, because they are under the modes of tamogun mostly. Human being can become free from the clutches of qualities like lust and anger. When? Only, Prabhus and Mother, only when they attain the service of Krishna, not by serving to Brahmaji and Shiva without serving Krishna. That is not possible. Okay, next. Shivaratri, let's talk about Shivaratri. We all are here for Shivaratri. Did I put that verse? Yeah, I did. Okay. Prabhus and Mothers, any one of you here would like to... No, that's not a proper way to say it. Let's see. In case if you have some obstacle, some anartha, like I'm being honest to you, I had a one bad nature that I thought of many times to give it up, but not possible. Some or other I fall back once in a while, you know, maybe not that often, but once in a while. And I really prayed many times, but until I came to this point, this mantra is so powerful. You want to get rid of something blocking your progress? You chant this mantra. Make sure you chant it in front of Shiva. Jantram, mantram, tantram. Jantram means you create a form in your mind, or a picture, or a painting, or a deity, or close your eye and meditate on Shiva and pray this. So let us do four times this mantra together. You can unmute so I can hear also. You are doing very well, very nicely. But keep your eyes halfway closed and think that you are in front of Shiva. Is that clear, everybody? Because jantram, yes, means a form and you praying in front of him. So please fold your hand. Whatever the dirty nature, or maybe you all are pure, you don't have anything dirty. Maybe you want to just progress further in case if there is some blockage. But I did have, probably I still have a lot of dirty anarthas, and I pray this. So please fold your hand and let us repeat. You can unmute or you can keep muted as you like. Four times. Srimad Gopi Sharam Bande Tankara Paramayam Arba place Adam Devam Vrindaranam Srimad Gopesharam Vande Shankaram Karunamayam Arba place Adam Devam Vrindaranam Pradam Srimad Gopesharam Vande Can one of you read the translation, please?
I offer my respectful obeisances to Gopeshwara, who is Lord Shiva himself. He is very merciful, removes all troubles, and grants spiritual love in Vrindavan.
And Grantha, spiritual love in Vrindavan. Bhakti Ratharas 5.3741. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Thank you. This is the verse. And this is just a little drawing that to meditate on if you ever need to get rid of something bothering you or disturbing you. This really works. I do not want to say the names of those two Gurukuli boy who was in a big time in drug. And they personally told me. And after chanting this, they are the wonderful, very attractive young. One has a two child, happily married, nicely chanting Krishna Nam, took initiation from Radhanath. Oh, Maharaj, I don't want to say maybe details now, you'll be start guessing otherwise. But anyhow, this works. This is so powerful. So I bowed down to the lotus feet of Lord Shiva for doing this. Okay, now when you joined to ISKCON, I don't know if anybody is in early 80s. I remember in 78, Jagataka Maharaj used to sing. And Prabhupada's time, this is a recorded actually Prabhupada's time. So you can sing or just let us chant one time because Prabhupada's time they used to sing this. Brahma Bale Chatur Mukhe Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Mahadeva Mukhe Ramara Hare Hare Brahma Bale Chatur Mukhe Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Mahadeva Mukhe Ramara Hare Hare. One more time. Brahma Bale Chatur Mukhe Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Mahadeva Pancha Mukhe Ramara Hare Hare. Very good. Thank you. There are more songs. In every ISKCON center, they sing evening time. This Shiva's name is there. Shiva Shukha Narada Preme Gada Gada Bhakti Vinoda Dekhe Gorara Sampada. This is a beautiful song. Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote a beautiful song. Narad Muni Bhajai Bina. There is Panchavadana. Panchavadana means, you know why Lord Shiva has a five faces? Because in a beautiful song like Rudra Geet and Ada, there is a five melodies. Now he wants to sing all five melodies through one mouth. No, then the Lord gave him five faces so he can sing five melodies same time. It's like a harmonium. No, it's all colorate, very wonderful orchestrated, and it's so soothing to the heart. Now, regarding this Shivaratri, I did not say, maybe just one word, I would at least few sentences. I did not find anywhere. Prabhus and mothers, if you find anywhere reference, I'll be glad to. But it's not true. In Bengal, they do Shivaratri, Ramakrishna Mission Fulfillment. They think it's a wedding day. At least that Brahmana told me. That the wedding day of Shiva and Parvati. But that's not true. I did not find any reference. And I did not see any, our Acharya found any reference. But there is a reference in Hari Bhakti Vilas about this Shivaratri Chaturdashi that we should follow. This is in Falgun Krishna Chaturdashi, which is today. Shivaratri is the day that Lord Shiva personally remained present, please remember, in his picture or in lingas. Other days, I don't know, but at least it is mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas 200 verse number. You'll see that on this day, Lord Shiva is present right now. Right now, his presence through our Zoom, because we are talking about him and his picture is there. So he's listening what we are talking, and I want him to correct me and bless me. And I'm sure you all want that, so you can pray to him too. This is the most essential and important day of the year to honor Sri Krishna's greatest devotee, Vaishnavanam Jatha Shambhu. One should fast, but it's an option. If you are a devotee of Krishna, your service is more important to Radha Krishna. That pleases Shiva, not your fasting for Shiva. I made it very clear. I wrote a few notes, but it's not necessary. Do Gauriya Vaishnav, how far we celebrate. It depends how much capacity you have. But this is in Hari Bhakti Vilas, number 187, 195 gives details about it. But I don't need to discuss right now because you all are already all are Krishna Bhakta. That's good enough. What is the benefit if you celebrate? When devotees of Krishna observe Shivaratri, Lord Shiva shows his mercy by showering them with Krishna Bhakti Rasa. This is not given to the other Shaivite besides the Hare Krishna devotees. The Shiva, the Tantric, the others that they do, Mahashivaratri, they do not get Krishna Bhakti Rasa because they are not looking for. And in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami Pada also writes, that one who worships Shiva on Shivaratri day remains all night awake, will never take birth in the material world. But holy name is so powerful, then he writes, just by the Namabhas you get that. So, Prabhus and mothers, you decide what you want to do. If you want to do little extra austerity, don't want to eat, you can do whatever you can do. But this is not a compulsory. There are, we follow this observation from sunrise to sunrise. So it's already started where I am, sun risen right now outside. And till next day sun, you can think of Shiva, Om Namo Shivaya. Hari Bhakti Vilas did say that, 211, it says Om Namo Shivaya. If you have a bell leaf, I don't know in English what you call this bell leaf, it's a bell fruit. If somebody knows, you can put it on the chat. You can offer it. It pleases him because there is a many stories like that. Then you can offer also sesame seed. You can offer perfumes, flour, ghee, lamps, incense, argo in a kanchal. Now in our Alachua temple, we do Shivaratri. We will have a bathing. And I'll also speak after the bathing, everything. And we do. And we get at least 800,000-900,000 people. Lot of Prabhupada's disciples, they all come and join. So what's the conclusion? Conclusion, I'm just going to say in one word, one sentence. When we receive the mercy of Lord Shiva, guess what? We become free from false ego. Would you like to be free from false ego? Then pray to Shiva. But Prabhupada says, not the Shiva as a Shambhu Tattva or Rudra Tattva. You have to pray to Shiva as a Vishnu Tattva Shiva, Sada Shiva, Gopeshwar Mahadev. I'll go through this very quick. So Purush Bhava means the enjoyer of this material world or sense enjoyer. that thing will disappear as soon as you get the blessing of Shiva. And then he will manifest eternal, pure, serving nature. Inkori Bhava means you are a maid servant of the maid servant of Srimati Radharani. What a beautiful Sanatana Goswami's explanation. One good thing with Lord Shiva, he's Ashutosh, easily pleased. So do something, Prabhus and mothers. Well, you are already doing it. You are hearing about his glory. Hearing glory means you actually giving your heart. So Lord Shiva will be pleased. I think so. I believe so. Of course, it's up to Lord Shiva. I cannot force, but I'm praying for that. He's easily pleased. And Lord Shiva will then grant each of us a residence in the sweet land of Vrindavan. For you, forever, serve this divine sweetheart, Radha Shyamasundar. We hope, I hope, on this day, most auspicious Shivaratri day, everyone will be pleased. Everybody try to please Lord Shiva. And by doing that, your life in the material world will be terminated forever. Okay. With that note, I'm going to, if you say, can you give some reference where we can read? In case, you know, I just create like what the audience will be thinking, because I'm also one of the member in audience. This is some verses that I did not mention, few verses that can actually, if you are not actually scholarly minded, because we all have a different orientation. We are people oriented, you know, action oriented, cerebral oriented, we emotional oriented. When there's a nice lila, I like it. When there's a hardcore philosophy, I fall asleep. So we have a different orientation. Be honest and you know where you are. And you go with that and get that. So I just gave like from an impartial point. Now, this is also available. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself composed. Shivastakam by Murari Gupta Skorcha. It's in the KK song book. I saw that also there. Then, what am I doing? Going opposite. Then you can read in Brahma Samhita 5.45, which require more explanation. And I'm sure you are familiar with that. And there's another verse, Nimnaganam Jatha Ganga Devanam Achyuta Jatha Vaishnavanam Jatha Sambhu Purananam Idam Tatha. And translation is, just as Ganges is the greatest of all rivers, Lord Achyuta, the supreme among deities, and Lord Shambhu, Shiva, the greatest of Vaishnava. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest of all Purana. It's a beautiful verse, I'm sure you all know. But these are like you can recite 100 times those verses. Why not? Okay. Now the Pranam Mantra. Pranam Mantra is something you really either memorize or memorize the translation. You should. So let us chant the Pranam Mantra. Again, everyone, please fold your hand. Let me put it this way. If you want to serve Krishna in Golok Vrindavan with Srimati Radharani, and you want to be a maid servant of the maid servant of Srimati Radharani Manjaris, which Prabhupada actually says we are following to Hamsudut Maharaj's letter. So then you pray this mantra together. Please fold your hand. You can unmute if you want me to hear also. It will be good. Then we can hear each other all. Vrindavana amani pache jaya soma soma dule sanaka sanandana sanatana narada yitle upopishara yabhilashi sri padme ema prajat kani namo namaste
namaste. Yeah. గోపీశ్వర వ్రజ విలాసి యుగాంగ్రి పద్మే ప్రేమ ప్రయచ్చ నిరుపాధి నామ నమస్తే.
వెరీ గుడ్. కెన్ యూ రీడ్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ మాత?
ఓ గేట్ కీపర్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన, ఓ సోమ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ అన్ టు యూ. Oh, you whose forehead is decorated with the moon and who is worshipable by Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, Narada and other great sages. Oh, Gopishwara, desiring that you bestow upon me divine love for the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform joyous pastimes in Brajadhama, I offer my respects unto you again and again.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. So this is the verse, this is the meditation. You can meditate. You want to be there. Prabhupada is there. You want to be there as one of the maid servants. That's wonderful. Okay. Where is Shiva's abode? Shiva is everywhere. He is in Golok Vrindavan. He is in Vaikuntha. He is in between material and spiritual world. He is also Guna Avatar in the material world. He is in Kailash. He is also as a Rudra in subterranean, in a hellish planets. Also, he is there. He is everywhere. This is in Golok Vrindavan. In Golok Vrindavan, he is known as Vishnu Tattva Shiva. Now, I'm going to go very quick because of the time. Shiva Tattva should be understood in a three aspect. Now, nobody said this, but for me, it was easy when I just divided like this. One is Tattvagata Vichar, consideration of Tattva. One is Lilagata Vichar, and one is Rasagata Vichar. Tattvagata Vichar like Vishnu Tattva, Sadashiv, in Vaikuntha, Gopeshwar Mahadev. You know, when Sadashiva appeared from Krishna's right side, when did he appear? Origin Shiva is Krishna himself. He appeared in Garga Sangita, Danavir Maharaj's book. You can read. I have those books here. I mean, he's in America. And his wonderful translation says, explains this. Even the gopis needs counseling, mentoring. Krishna took the form of Shiva. Origin is Krishna himself as a Shiva. He's called Jogi Baba in Golok Vrindavan. Under a banyan tree, he sits there. And sometime coward boy would come. I don't know what happened to Nana. I mean, Krishna, he's supposed to be coming quick, but he didn't come. Oh, Shiva, do you know what happened? Is he okay? Then Shiva talks to them from the deity. Yes, yes, he's okay. You'll be there. Or go to that forest. He's there playing with the other boys. And then this boy runs. Gopis every day, they come for counseling. He's supposed to be here. But then Nanda Maharaj's son, spending more time in Chandrabali's camp. Can he please grant us that he comes here? Yes, my dear Gopis, he's already on his way to meet you. Then they run back to the kunjas and Krishna is there. They know everything Shiva says is true. But that Shiva is Vishnu Tattva Shiva, eternally, aprakat. Like Krishna is a medicine man. He's a medicine man. He's there. These are aprakat, means nobody knows. They think actually there is a medicine man in Vrindavan for in case somebody is sick. But then nobody gets sick. But Krishna gets sick sometime. Just for a rasa. So this medicine man comes, he's a doctor, and he gives medicine. And the medicine is not of this world. It's like a chastity test, you know, all kinds of. So like this, Krishna is a Shiva origin in Golok Vrindavan as a counselor. Then that Sadashiva sometimes think, the Raslila is so wonderful. Can I get in? How do I get in? So he sat down, do a deep meditation. And when serious, severe meditation, Jogamaya appears. What are you doing? Why you are doing austerity? So I'm doing austerity because I want to get into Raslila. But how do I get in Raslila? I don't know. So, well, you have to look like a beautiful girl, gopi girl. Okay, can you bless me if you are pleased with my austerity? Yes, I'll bless you. So he gives blessing. And deep in the water of a kunda comes out, beautiful girl. But no experience how to dance yet. So goes there and hides behind the bushes. Then after a few moments, Raslila began. Everybody started dancing. This Gopeshwar Mahadev immediately get into one of the girls. All of a sudden Krishna stopped. There is a some not same mood, same rasa experience person is here. I don't think it is aligned with all of you. When the girls heard it, even Radharani, Lolita, Bisaka, they're looking each other. Who is here? New, strange. Now in Golok Vrindavan, there is no demon, but the conception of demon is there. Conception is there. Mother Yashoda sometime grab Krishna. I hope that witch Putana don't come. But she did not know. She doesn't know that Putana already became a nurse in her house. She's there too. Putana is also there. I mean, not as a Putana, Dhatri Uchita. And she is also experiencing how Mother Yashoda and Krishna really is. But she doesn't know that she was Putana before. In case if you wonder. That will be horrible. I was a demon. No, she doesn't know that. But we know because Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives a commentary. So then, everybody's looking at each other. Who is the new girl? Then they finally found. You know how they find? Not by the form, by the feelings. Try to approach Krishna with your feelings. It's more powerful evidence in your life than your calculation or thinking or awareness. Feeling. Ask yourself why you joined to hear about Shiva in right now. Because you felt good. Maybe you didn't think like this, but go deep down. So by feeling, they detected. Hey, where are you from? They asked. And Shiva is thinking like, where am I from? What should I say? I don't know. He said, who is your mother-in-law? Who is your husband? What is his name? What is the name of your mother-in-law, father-in-law? None of the question was answered. Then they started slapping. They have this conception that demon can come. Of course, they don't think like the in Golok Vrindavan, demon cannot go. Of course, demon is not there. But the conception is there. Maybe it is a demon. Came in a form of a girl because we know in Vrindavan the demon comes in a different disguise form. They started slapping, you know, billion girls slap on the cheek. I hope nobody ever experienced that, but it was painful. So Shiva cried, oh, my Guru Jogamaya, where is he? Hey, stop. This is, they all know, these girls, gopi girls, Radharani, everybody knows Jogamaya. Jogamaya said, this is my disciple. Leave my disciple alone. Then Krishna comes. Who is this? He said, this is Sadashiva. Oh, why did he say he is so desperate to have a little taste of Raslila? Because hearing the highest rasa is Raslila. So Krishna a little bit, you know, they have a side glance with Radharani, Krishna and Radharani. That side glance is a messenger. It's like a text, you know, in a chat you go or whatever, you know, text. They have a side glance text. Radharani give a wink. Krishna says, okay. Cannot participate because there is a defect. Defect is inside. He can never be a girl. He is a Vishnu Tattva. Outside took the form. Okay. Then he will be at the gate. He will hear the song, love song, but cannot relished Krishna's association as a girl. He can relish as a foot dust coming from the gopis, will be drowned in ecstasy. Okay, he was so happy eternally since that day. Whenever that day is in eternal time, is known as Gopeshwar Mahadev. So this is Vishnu Tattva Shiva. I'm going to jump now. I will not talk much. Shiva Tattva, to understand, there's a three way I have explained. One is Vishnu Tattva Shiva, Shambhu Tattva Shiva, Rudra Tattva Shiva. Vishnu Tattva Shiva, these are the criteria. Do you have to know all this? Maybe, maybe not. But I'm a little crazy. I need to know everything, like as much possible. Not that I have capacity. So Vishnu Tattva Shiva is like Gopeshwar Mahadev, Sadashiva, Shambhu Tattva Shiva is the middle. And I'm going to talk a little bit because you all are victim of that. And you all have to pass through him in order to go to Golok Vrindavan or wherever your destiny is. I'm sure your destiny is Golok Vrindavan. Rudra Tattva Shiva is very complex, but we can discuss, but it's required 2-3 hours. We'll try. Rudra Tattva Shiva has a 11 expansion. Out of 11, Prabhus and Mothers, I'm going to just give you like very clue. You look at in Adilila 6.79, there's only one Shiva out of 11. Or other 10s are like a living entity like you, qualified. You can be empowered to become a Shiva or one of the Rudras. They are not that in between Shiva and Vishnu. They are actually living entity empowered. And the proof is also in Bhagavad Gita, you'll see Krishna says. Then Lilagata Vichar is a post and personality. Post means Lord Shiva is the gatekeeper, the lowest position in Golok Vrindavan, but getting the highest happiness. In the material world, Krishna put him as the highest post king, is higher than Brahma. But he also has a personality. So you can, I don't know how much we can talk about. Personalities like Jayadrata's case, how he did this, Durvasa, Halika, Kongsa, maybe, let's see, maybe one example. I mean, because all these examples are like a long, long, long past times, 10, 15 minutes at least. Let's see, we'll come back because I want to go to. And Rasagata Vichar is a opulence and majesty and sweetness and affection. Sweetness and affection and opulence and majesty. And these are the example, like Banasura, Brikasura, Mohini Murti are the opulence concept. Now he's very good. Lord Shiva is the best. Cheating the cheaters. Like Jayadrata, he wanted to cheat to destroy Krishna and Jadavas. He got cheated. Many example, like a Kongsa. Kongsa said, nobody can kill me. You please give me this boon. Lord Shiva is thinking. You know, if you go to Mathura, there is a 4 Shiva temple in 4 directions. I went there. One is Pipaleshwar, Gokarneshwar, like this. Those Shiva temple is still there from 5,000 years, probably recently renovated. And Kongsa did a severe austerity before he got married and Lord Shiva appeared. He said, my Lord, give me a boon that nobody can kill me and I can kill anybody or everybody. Lord Shiva is thinking, what kind of desire is that? So he said, okay, that will be difficult. He said, please. He said, accept one person. Say, accept one. Who? How about your nephew? Nephew? No problem. Nephew, they never killed the mama. Mama means maternal uncle. So God, Krishna came as a, nephew. So this is a cheating the cheater because he wanted to cheat the system, but he got cheated. He got killed. So like this, many pastime you can see. Now, as I mentioned Shiva Tattva, there's a Vishnu Tattva Shiva. Vishnu Tattva Shiva, these are the meditation. Gopeshwar Mahadev, Nilkanta, Gopeshwar Mahadev from Garga, Garga Sanghita. You can read the story, because it will take half an hour for me. I think the whole time will be gone. Then I won't be able to have a further discussion. Advaita Acharya is also Shiva expansion, Sadashiva expansion. Brajabashi, they worship Shiva. Ishkan devotees, sannyasis, they also do Shiva puja. Ujjain has a big temple. Hungary, Shivram Maharaj has a beautiful temple. Rudra Gita to Prachetas, that's also Shiva's. Prajanna Maharaj, he prayed for Nanda Maharaj to have a child. That is also Shiva. But these are all Vishnu Tattva Shiva. I'm just giving you that explanation. Rameshwar Mahadev, I'm sure you all know. Okay, I'll just mention this Rameshwar Mahadev in a sense that this is a conflicting. I went there a couple of times actually. And they do not tell you the whole story. But the story goes like this, that to build the bridge, Lord Ram made a Shivalinga. He's engaging others. And all the villagers came, all the Brahmanas, thousands of Brahmanas came. All the villagers came, and there was a monkeys, millions of monkeys. When Ram made the Shivalinga and he started worshipping Shiva, all the Brahmanas started leading a dancing, singing party. Jai Mahadev, who is the Lord of Ram. Jai Mahadev. And they quoted Rameshwaram, Ram, whose Ishwar is Shiva. So they started. The demigods, they got so disturbed. This is horrible offense. So they came into the antariksha, outer space, and they boldly declare, no, this is offense. Shiva is God, yes. Ram is also God. So all the Brahmanas, the monkeys, everybody's villagers, they all started singing, Ram is God, Shiva is God, Ram is God, Shiva is God. On the third time, Shiva could not tolerate. He burst out. If you go to Rameshwaram, you can see the crack is still there. Burst out, came out. He said, stop, you all are fools. I'm not God. Ram is God. I am his menial servant. But to remove material obstacle as an instrument of his grace, I am acting here. And he just displaying this. It is not that he needs anything. He is my Lord. So like this, then Rudra Sampradaya also, Vishnu Tattva Shiva, Shankaracharya, Vishnu Tattva Shiva. Prabhus and mothers do not find fault in Shankaracharya. Mahaprabhu requested. These are the verses. And the details, one day we'll discuss when we come to that point. And then, Vaishnavanam Jata Sambhu. These are the given. I'm going to just jump to. Yeah, Shiva is in Nandishwar in Vrindavan. There is actually five Shiva main temple. There are many, but five Shiva main temple. There it is. Nandishwar in north. In the west is Kameshwar. East is Gopeshwar. South is Chakuleshwar. In Jogopit, Mayapur, also there is a Rudra Tattva Shiva, Khetrapal Shiva, established by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It's not that we do not establish our parampara. No, we do. Shambhutattva Shiva, where I'm going to talk a little bit, because this is very, let's see, how do I do it? The picture. Yes. Is that okay? Can someone read this loudly? I want to hear. To know that you all are paying attention on this.
Hare Krishna. Proper conception and misconception meeting point, that portion of Chetan consciousness which is eternally connected with misconception, that consciousness is known as Shiva. Hare Krishna.
One more reading. Three person reading. This is so important. I'll tell you why.
Proper conception and misconception meeting point, that portion of Chaitanya consciousness which is eternally connected with misconception, the consciousness is known as Shiva.
Okay. One more.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes.
Proper conception and misconception meeting point, that portion of Chaitanya consciousness which is eternally connected with misconception, that consciousness is known as Shiva.
Very good. Please memorize this, not the because Shiram Dadi Vikara Vishesha Jogar Sanjayate. Those verses are from where I got this. I'm going to explain you something. You have to hear it. Unless you are liberated soul right now, you are in spiritual world serving, but in the material world, in the body, but serving in spiritual world, then you are done. You don't need to hear. But if you are not, then you need to hear this. This is from Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur commentary and Jiva Goswami Pad's commentary on Shiram Jathadati Vikara Vishesha Yoga. So what is Shiva consciousness? We are not talking about Vishnu Tattva Shiva. We are talking about Shambhu Tattva Shiva, the middle between the material world and spiritual world. Shiva consciousness, Chetan, means which has a deep connection with the dead matter, dull matter. And it creates a misconception. Marginal, tatastha, where consciousness merges master of the matter, called misconception. The relativity is eternal. This marginal position is represented as a Shiva, which is a consciousness as a whole, which gives some deep connection in the misconceived aspect of the world. That portion of the world has been described as Shambhu Tattva Shiva. I'm just paraphrasing what I understood from few, because if I keep on reading those pages, it will take like half an hour. But idea is that we must understand this very thoroughly. Shiva has an eternal position between material and spiritual. Lord Shiva has an eternal position with illusion, maya, tamogun, eternally, deeply rooted, never possible free from there. Also, Shiva has a position, Vaishnava Naam Jatha Shambhu, as the eternal servant. That Shiva concept, which connects both obsession, proper conception, and misconception, meeting point, that portion of consciousness, eternally, deeply connected, that consciousness is called Shambhu Tattva Shiva. You can say Mahadev Shiva, doesn't matter. It depends on what you understand behind. I hope you all understand. Without consciousness, matter has no value. Without consciousness, nothing can be or nothing can come to be cognizable. If I ask you about the Zoom, you have no idea if you are not there, conscious being. If I don't exist, this America is also dark. If the soul disappears, if consciousness disappears from this land, America is deep dark. Nobody has any idea. Nobody, no information. It is us, conscious being, spirit. We discover, we explain what it is. So without consciousness, what then exists? It's a dead matter. Shiva has a direct connection eternally with the dead matter where Maya rules. So the consciousness which is in connection with misconception. What is misconception? Five things. False ego, I don't know if I'll have time. No. False ego. I can think I don't need God. I can exist without God. Separate conception. How can you think like this as a servant of Krishna? Because of that Shiva consciousness. That Shambhutatta consciousness actually has a five features. And they are created by four elements. Four elements are, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, I'm sorry, I'm going too many things in short, I'll try my best. One is slightest degree of cognizant, slightest degree of pleasure potency, minuteness of marginal potency, slightest degree of inertia. These four elements causes Sadashiva takes the form of this Shambhutatta Shiva. Each of your structure as a soul, there is no inertia. Never. We are pure Satchidananda, like Krishna. But Shambhutatta Shiva is not Satchidananda like Krishna. That's why it's called yogurt. Yogurt means it is not milk. But it comes from milk. Doesn't have a separate existence. Sadashiva, I'm going to just break down this. Sadashiva is like I'm a servant of God. He's Mahabhagavat. He is always serving in Vaikuntha, in Golok Vrindavan, as a Gopeshwar Mahadev. Krishna Radharani is my object of love and worship. Just as milk, when in connection with acid, turns become curd, but curd cannot return to be milk. Try to grasp it. Again, I'm repeating. Curd is nothing but a milk. Maybe, but the acid has transformed it into the curd. And you'll see the taste of the acid in the curd, that sourness. Or what do you call dahi? Yogurt. So Lord Shiva is therefore simultaneously expansion of Lord Vishnu. In his capacity for annihilation, he is also Jiva, like living entity. That's how Prabhupada says. And it's a very nice way you can reconcile. Maybe I'm going a little overboard. I'm going to stop here and I'll ask if anybody need any clarification. I'm sorry. Or any further discussion. Let me stop here. Hold on. I have to tell you a small story. I didn't say any pastime. Can I tell you a little story? You're going to answer me. And then I will, because otherwise I'll feel like no pastime I said. There was a great devotee of Shiva who happened to be visiting Hare Krishna temple also. And he comes from a poor family. He has to raise his parents who are blind. He has to cook for them, take care, everything he has to do. So he's thinking, I need to get out of this suffering. So he asked the devotees, what should I do? He said, hey, today is Mahashivaratri. Why don't you pray to Shiva? And he sincerely took the devotees' advice and he did. He was poor. He's a little boy. He has to beg to maintain his family. But somehow or other he arranged this to do a Shiva puja. Guess what? Shiva appeared. Shiva said, before you ask anything, I'll tell you, I'm going to give you one boon. And the boy is thinking, unbelievable, Shiva is real, he just appeared. And his mind is thinking, wait, I need three things. I want to be rich. In his mind, he's thinking, he's not telling to Shiva, because Shiva already said he'll give one pun. I want to be rich, so no more poverty. I want my parents' eye to be back, so they can see. But recently, he fell in love with the richest jamidar, landlord of that village. Not that fell in love, but he looks at her side. She's so beautiful, and he's thinking, if I could marry her, or if I can get all these three things, I will be happy. Good thing was, he went to Hare Krishna devotee. And that's what drawn Shiva's presence. So, because he liked the devotee, he said, my Lord, can I ask that one thing tomorrow? Lord Shiva smiled. He said, okay, tomorrow I'll appear. Same time you worship me, I'll appear and give you one boon, not two. So he went to Hare Krishna devotee. Hare Krishna devotees, they may be not expert sense enjoyer, but they know how this material world works. So they gave him advice. Okay, you ask this to Lord Shiva. So next day, Lord Shiva appeared. I hope you can catch this story. Shiva said, are you ready? He said, yes, my Lord. He said, okay, tell me, what do you want? Only one boon. Yes. I want, please grant me this boon that my parents should see their grandchild eating on a golden plate in their palace. Can somebody tell me? Did he get all these three? Come on, Prabhu and mother, did you get it? No?
Yes.
Okay, mother Nilam.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Explain
yes,
me.
Yes, Prabhuji.
One person, explain me how.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, he is asking that he wants to make his parents' eyes to come because he's saying his parents should see his grandchildren sitting in the palace and eat, right? So his parents' eyes will come in that, and his grandchildren means he is also going to get married and he's also there, and he's asking about palace and everything. That means he's going to marry the queen. Everything is there in one.
Very good, very good. All three in one. So Lord Shiva asked, how did you, who taught you to ask this? He said, the Hare Krishna devotee. He said, okay. You will be safe if you stay with Hare Krishna devotee whole life. And he became a devotee. So Lord Shiva always trying to guide the people to come to Hare Krishna places. I'll end here. We have a 9 minutes. If there is a further discussion, all right. Because this Shiva Tattva is very complex, but it's beautiful. Bhakti Siddhanta Sagar says is one of the most complex tattva that exists in our philosophy. So any question, takeaway, or any further discussion? Mothers and Prabhus.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam.
Kindly enlighten me with that misconception, 5 things you told Mother, sir. Prabhuji, misconception, the false ego you told, other misconceptions.
When you have misused your free will, we can discuss one day about it, but definitely you have misused your free will to come to this world. The moment you misused your free will, you got attraction to the allure activity of illusory energy. But you don't know how to enjoy it. Lord's mercy, from Shiva. These five ingredients makes called Shiva Tattva or Shiva consciousness entered in you. Mother, I have a question to you. When a king rules the kingdom, how much power he has to enjoy in the kingdom? How much power? What percentage he can enjoy?
Percentage?
100%, isn't it?
100%, yes, Mother.
Yes, he's the king. Yes. So try to understand this. Shiva is the king of the material world. Mm-hmm. His wife, Maya Devi, queen, runs this place under his guidance. He has a right to enjoy everything in this material world. When I misuse my free will, that consciousness, Shiva consciousness, false ego, separate, prithak abhiman, I can exist without God. You see Shiva fights for Banasura against Krishna. You think, why Shiva is fighting with Krishna? Because that conception is there. It is misconception. Is it possible any soul can think, I can live without God? No, but they do. You can ask your neighbor, be honest and say, can you think like you can live without God? Sure. I tested this in America with an outsider. They say, why not, Gobind? I can live without God. Deep down in my heart also, if I was not a devotee, I would say that, yes. How do you get this? It's come from that Shiva Tattva, Shiva consciousness. Pithaka Viman, Sang Bhava Abesh, means I am nobody's servant. Hey, I'm not a servant of anybody. I am for me. I earn money, I'll do whatever I want to do. How do you come up with this? This is what this Shambhutattva consciousness is. It enters in Pran Govinda Das's consciousness. Then I think, I can enjoy so many girls. I can be king of this kingdom. I can be the next billionaire. This is called misconception. Proper conception, I'm eternal servant. Radha Krishna is my worshipable object. Their service pleasing me 100%. I don't want anything else. The meeting point, this proper conception and misconception, meeting point is eternal. That is Shiva consciousness. I hope that I have
thank cleared. You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you. Any other? We still have 5 more minutes. Yes, Mother Sushilpa.
Hey, Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you so much for the details. Thank you so much. You clarified a lot, which always comes up. Is it Shiva or Vishnu? Everywhere we go. Thank you. But a quick question, Prabhuji. It's very hard with the misconception, a little bit of misconception, but Lord Shiva, you're saying, is balancing out with conception and misconception. So what would he do to balance?
I'm being honest to you. Some of you are liberated because you're practicing for decades. Be honest to me and unmute and tell me if you ever felt like this. You chanting for decades. You come to a point where you feel, okay, I don't have any affinity. I don't have any craving for sense enjoyment. I think I'm done. But then you feel like lonely. You feel like, I don't feel any spiritual happiness. What's going on there? This kind of boring feeling, you're not attracted to sense enjoyment, but you are not going deeper into spiritual. You feel a stage where you feel like a little boring and you don't like to tell this to your children or to anybody or friend. because then they will start judging or whatever you may think, and you just don't know what to do. And then you think like, oh my God, what will happen? And it's, you get scared. Oh, I forgot. I have a class actually in 3 minutes. Okay, so, so then this feeling is where this marginal. Many devotees will come there. Prabhus and mothers, two things develop. Otherwise, you will be stuck in that border. You may get out of Maya, but you need to enter into spiritual domain. Don't stay in the border, Shivaloka. To get out of the border, you need two things. One is subordination. Who are you, Mother Sushmita? I am Sushmita Devi Dasi, a follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Always think like this. Don't say I'm Sushmita Devi Dasi only. I know you don't, but I'm just saying. And this is one thing. Second is, I want to please Radha Krishna by service. When you have these two things, you can cross the border and enter. Otherwise, you will be stuck and you'll feel bored, or you'll go back to remarry, sense gratification. Oh, Maharaj fell down. Oh, that Prabhu fell down. Or this. It's not fell down. This is there. They come. Actually, they come to advanced stage, but they don't cross the border. This is a big discussion. So, we can discuss this another day. More details. Is that okay, Mother Sushilpa?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
I have a 1 minute, Mother Jyoti.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have two questions, but it's like objective sort of. First question is, say a devotee, say if I pray to Lord Shiva as a nature, because I'm a Lingayat by a so-called caste system. So by nature, sometimes, while chanting also, I recall and I say some mantras, which I used to practice a lot. But I have no desires or expectation that Lord, even for the blessings, I'm not, but it's coming. So is that good or is it an offense?
As a Mother Jyoti, as a soul, you belong to Radha Krishna. You don't belong to Shiva. Actually, nobody belongs to Shiva. In your heart, you don't have a Shiva. But in your consciousness, Shiva is right now there. In every soul's consciousness in material world, Shiva consciousness is there. Enjoyment spirit. So when you see Shiva, you immediately pray, Prabhu, help me. Please help me to come to Radha Krishna and serve them. Please help me. And you'll see he will guide you.
So it is an offense, right?
Don't even think that. Don't think that. There's no offense. Just pray to Shiva. It's natural affinity is there. I have. Like I'm talking to you, actually I can see Shiva's form right in front of me. And I pray to him always. Please guide me to serve divine couple more and more and more. And I see that actually he helps.
Because I used to pray a lot, praise a lot to Lord Shiva prior coming to Bhakti. And I'm very, I was a huge fan of Nandi. I used to draw that all of Nandi's activities, and I'm still very much fond of. And second question is the Mahamrityunjay Jap.
Hold on one second, Mother. Just hold on first question. This is a very nice. In Brihad Bhagavatam Mita, there's a beautiful section where Nandi is glorifying Shiva's quality and Narad Muni is watching. And Narad Muni came and glorified Shiva. If you hear this discussion, these things will go away from your heart.
Where is it?
It's in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. In English, we have in Ishkan. I don't know how you get it. Maybe in Vedabase or you buy the book somewhere. It is there. Okay. It is there.
Okay. Prabhuji, and next question is about the Mahamrityunjay Jap. Say, say if someone is in pain and if I pray to Lord Shiva because he's the Lord of Destroyer and he's going to destroy the material body and he's in the process. So if I ask him to reduce the suffering of the soul who is in front of me, so is that good?
Okay. But why you want him to reduce the suffering? Why? Why you want? So that?
Suffering of the process of dying in that particular.
No, no, I'm so saying.
That pray, so that he can pray to Lord or whoever Krishna. Lord he is here to. Huh? They are not that fond of Krishna right now, but.
Well, you can pray for Krishna because soul actually belongs to Krishna. In our heart, there is no Shiva. There's nobody, only Krishna.
For us, Prabhuji, but someone is dying in front of me. Now I know that the Lord of Destroyer is Lord Shiva. So he's going to destroy that process. So is that Mahamrityunjaya Jap going to help me in that process?
Yes, it can help. But in your thoughts, you want Krishna Bhakti for their departing soul.
Yeah, that is there.
That's where Shiva will be pleased.
Okay. But I have no personal indulgement. I mean, I don't want anything. I'm just praying.
Why not? Why you don't want anything? You want Krishna Prem. Come on, mother.
No. At that moment. At that struggle.
Any moment, you always want Krishna Prem. There's no moment even without Krishna Prem.
I'm not that elevated, Prabhu. I'm just.
No, just adapt it. Just adapt it. That's what Bhakti Japa Sangha group does. Just adapt it.
I'll develop.
Yes, I want Krishna Prem. Yes, I want Krishna Prem. Keep on saying it. You'll see Lord Shiva will be very happy.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
I'm really sorry. Actually, they're calling me. I have another class I forgot. It's 9 o'clock exact time. So it's okay. So please forgive me, Mother Pooja. You can text me and I'll try to answer it. Will that be okay, Mother Pooja? Whoever you are, please.
I just want to say thank you for this wonderful class, Prabhuji. I have so many questions regarding to Shiva. Is the greatest devotee. I almost all the questions I got the answers, Prabhuji. I mean, so much wonderful. So wonderful class is this, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Krishna, we don't wanted to take much time of Prabhuji because Prabhuji needs to give another class. We would like to close the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas on the call. Vancha Kalpana. Vancha Kalpana. Vancha Kalpana. Vancha Kalpana.
Vancha Kalpana. Vancha Kalpana.
Vancha
Kalpana. Vancha
Kalpana. Vancha
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.